السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We welcome the local, national, international listeners and the khutbah today from Haramul Makki in Makkah Mukarramah was rendered by Fadilatu Sheikh Usama Khayyat. It is the 25th of Rajab 1441. He prays Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and declared the faith, and thereafter said, O Ummah, all of us need to inculcate the quality of true piety, Allah consciousness, at all times, all places, all circumstances. Today we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of people we behave as though we are pious, and when we are alone, then we do our own vices and sins, Allah protect and Allah forbid. Thereafter he said, it is a reality of life that we will face challenges, problems. Some days we will be healthy, some days we will be ill, Allah forbid. And some days we will be very, very happy, some days sad. So the vicissitudes and the ups and downs of life will continue. Almighty Allah is drawing our attention. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرِّن فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. If and when a calamity, catastrophe strikes you, then none can remove it except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And when Almighty Allah wants to bless and confer a bounty, a favor upon any person or nation for that matter, then He, Almighty Allah, has power to do everything. So that is the Supreme Being. It is His majesty, His grandeur, authority and sovereignty. So the good, the bad, happy, sad, all comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah has commanded us in the noble Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your sustainer, nourisher, provider states, call me, petition me, beg me, Almighty Allah, I will respond to your du'as and your supplications. So we should be reading abundantly the du'a of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Chapter 21, verse 87, in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara. Read abundantly, O esteemed listeners, O Ummah, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And likewise, if we just read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this will attract the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and remove our calamities, our problems. We all know what is happening, the micro, the macro. Micro is South Africa and macro is the world. So each one of us, let us turn more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Give our charity, make tawbah, make istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. We know Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam read this dua in the belly of the fish, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. Almighty Allah rescued him from the sadness, grief, worry and sorry. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Similarly, Almighty Allah will rescue the believers, each one of us as well. Likewise, when we study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life history and the biography of the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever a calamity came, the Master alayhi salatu salam would rush towards Salat, rush towards the Masjid, and in that way they beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for divine assistance. So that is what we should be doing. And remember that only Almighty Allah gives cure to those who are ill, and to cure and our hearts as internally as well we have illnesses, sicknesses. So the real cure comes only from Almighty Allah, physical, spiritual. Although superficially there are doctors, hospitals, all that, that is the superficial reason. Second one, we need to imitate, emulate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks of life. Number one, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Almighty Allah will forgive you through your sins. So Almighty Allah says, wa yaghfir lakum, Almighty Allah will forgive you. So Almighty Allah is motivating, inspiring us that our uswaya hasana, our role model is none other than Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, after Fajr Salat, we must read Fajr, the men in the masjid, the women at home. Likewise, Maghrib Salat, all Salat. Then after Fajr, thrice read Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama. O Sami'ul Alim, that in the name of Almighty Allah, no harm can come to that person, nor from the land and sand, nor from the heavens and skies. And Almighty Allah will envelope that person with his special mercy. So learn this dua and supplication thrice after Fajr, thrice after Maghrib. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa samiul alim. Likewise, we need to fulfill the commandments of Almighty Allah jalla wala, the instructions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and abstain from the don'ts as well. And in that way we will find Almighty Allah will grant us success, yea, in this world and in the year after. That was the ending of the first khutbah. In the second khutbah, Sheikh Usama Khayyat Hafizahullah mentioned, after praising Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, sending salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran Kareem states, innama al usri yusra. So that is that with difficulty, then you will find ease. And the ulama and the hadith also, some ulama have said, لَيْ يَغْلِبَ أُسْرٌ يُسْرَيْن. When you look at the verse, you will see, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. So remember, the difficulty Almighty Allah mentions is one, but the yusr, the ease, the relief, that is two. So one difficulty can never overpower two ease and two reliefs and two bounties of Almighty Allah. So therefore, remember, it is difficult time for us, for the Ummah, but remember, it will pass with the help and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. We must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Daily make istighfar, ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness, and in that way, with halat conditions come and prevail, our sins will get wiped out and erased, and our rank and status will be elevated, provided that we follow the Sharia. And remember, thereafter he read Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and made dua for the beloved Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and for the Ummah Muslima. Allah jalla wala grant us victory in all places. Almighty Allah destroy and decimate the enemies, and he made dua for the rulers throughout the world as well. And Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. So that was the khutbah today from Makkah Mukarramah. Yes, we have various announcements, so let us start with the announcements. Inshallah, now we will be going here to the Glennon Road Masjid, which is just a walking distance, and inshallah the adhan will be at around 10 past 12, and thereafter at around 20 past 12 or so, our talk will be starting here, which will be live inshallah, and you can listen to it in the leisure time, your leisure time, the ladies at home, and the men obviously should be going for Salat, the Jummah Salat. So that is our program. Thereafter, inshallah, at 1:30 to 2 will be Surah Qasas, the Tafsir, and verses 76 to 78. 2 to 2:30 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub Arab, inshallah, and with the Arabic, and then Sheikh Riyadul Haq with his talk and lecture. Then 3 to 3:30 will be the repeat of the Q&A of this morning from 5:05, 5:10, 5:05 to 5:30. So very interesting one, mashallah, one lady who embraced Islam and so forth by now, inshallah al-Aziz. So that will be 3 to 3:30, 3:30 to 5:30, Brother Alameen Templeton. And thereafter will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub from 5:30 till Maghrib time. And after Maghrib, inshallah, today we will be there Maghrib time in the Kwamashu Masjid where Maulana Musa Piri is, inshallah. And that program you can listen live right up to from after Maghrib till 7:45, inshallah. And thereafter 8 to 9, Hafiz Suhail Wahid is the host, mashallah. And the legal talk program with Mufti Advocate Imran Wauda, very, very interesting. So mashallah, that is going in a series form. So very, very important advices there. The advices by Mufti Imran Wauda, Hafizullah, with our Hafiz Suhail Wahid, Allah Ta'ala reward them. That will be inshallah 8 to 9. Okay, I'm inundated with WhatsApps and phone calls and so forth. So many people asking that what to do. So let me just reiterate this few issues. Number one, every Muslim male, that we are speaking of the men obviously, who is able, capable, you are sane and mature, you are healthy, alhamdulillah, go to the masajid wherever you are in the world, which are open, and perform your Jummah Salat. If for some reason or the other the masajid are closed, so remember wherever you can find your parking lots, open parks, open places. So in South Africa, 80, 90, 100, less than 100, make your own jamaat, get your imam, and mashallah, everything will continue as normal. There'll be the first adhan, thereafter your sunnahs, thereafter the second adhan, and thereafter the khutbah, the two khutbahs in Arabic. There's no need for lecture and so forth, because there will be multiple jamaats in various venues, and thereafter the salat. However, you need to be careful, especially according to the Hanafi school, that the person who's leading the Jummah Salat, now you can't be going to make imamat in some other place there as well, because you already performed your salat and your khutbah and salat. So every jamaat will have a new imam. So that you must take into cognizance and consideration. So that's one. Then secondly, remember that you read your salat as normal, shoulder to shoulder. Islamically, there's no need for all this there for salat. We must stand 2-3 meters away and so forth. That, remember the buses and the planes and the trains and all that are moving. So that's all continuing as normal. So our salat is 5-10 minutes. So inshallah, let us revive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You the ladies, all of you, you read your salat at home, and that is what Islam teaches at all times. Every one of us should turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. These are times, difficult times. Remember, South Africa in the world, and we are first time in our history, our masajid are closing, some are open, alhamdulillah. So whatever it is, let us make dua, turn to Almighty Allah, and we all beg Almighty Allah for protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that we seek your protection. I seek your protection. If we reading inni a'udhu bika, it is singular. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. That, O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. And this is mentioned in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. And if we are reading collectively, Allahumma, you heard the Imam reading just now, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. O beloved Allah, we the collective ummah beg of you, petition you, protect us from the evil and dreaded diseases. Likewise, our beautiful country and all the other countries, Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security, protection in this country through your grace, mercy and benevolence, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, we know crime is a huge huge problem everywhere throughout South Africa. So read Surah 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that Almighty alone is the best one to guard, to protect us, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. So yes, our three programs still that will go live, inshallah, is the Jummah program, inshallah. We're going now to the Masjid, Glennon Road Masjid, the Sufi Masjid. And then tonight after Maghrib, the Kwamashu program. And then tomorrow, Saturday night, inshallah, from Avondale. So that also, inshallah, Aziz will be live. We make dua to you. I hand you back to the studio. You can listen to the Salat now, which was recorded by Sheikh Usama Khayyat, Hafidhullah. And then we will link up with the Sufi Masjid, inshallah, in Glennon Road. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.